From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United Kingdom has raised its terror alert level from severe to critical after a suicide blast at a concert late Monday in Manchester that left 22 dead, dozens wounded. British Prime Minister Theresa May said the decision was made by the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Center after concluding that further attacks are imminent.
The police have asked for authorization from the Secretary of State for Defense to deploy a number of armed military personnel in support of their armed officers.
She said deployment of troops will allow police to increase the number of their ranks on patrol in key locations such as concerts and sporting matches.
In the coming days and weeks, there will, of course, be many events hosted up and down the country. The police will work with the organisers and hosts of these events to come to a judgment about how they can go ahead while making sure the people who attend them are safe and secure.
Terror analyst Luke Howie of Australia's Monash University said Monday's attack appears to have been the work of Islamic State.
Major concerts, major events, sporting events, shopping malls, these are increasingly and have increasingly been primary targets of the ISIS wave of the terror threat.
Police identified the suicide attacker as 22-year-old Salman Abedi, born in Britain to Libyan parents. Prime Minister May said it's possible a wider group was linked to the bombing, which comes 2 weeks before a national election. The Democratic Republic of Congo Attorney General has opened an investigation of the former development minister Clement Kanku over allegations he played a role in militia violence in Central Kasai region that left a UN sanctions monitor dead. The New York Times reported Saturday Zaida Catalan, the UN investigator, was killed in March. Flory Numbi said he has a recording of Kanku speaking with a presumed militia member. Kanku denies the allegation. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has met Pope Francis in Rome. He's also to meet Italian leaders before moving on to Brussels in a NATO summit. Before leaving Israel Tuesday, the president, who met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, said both Palestinians and Israelis want peace.
As I have repeatedly said, I'm personally committed to helping Israelis and Palestinians achieve a peace agreement. And I had a meeting this morning with President Abbas and can tell you that the Palestinians are ready to reach for peace. I know you've heard it before. I am telling you, that's what I do. They are ready to reach for peace.
But Mr. Trump acknowledged making peace will not be easy. At least five people were killed and dozens arrested Tuesday after Bahraini security forces raided the home of the kingdom's Shia Muslim spiritual leader. Ayatollah Isa Qassem was not among those detained, but the raid could raise tensions in the Sunni-ruled country with a Shia majority. Qassem could be deported after having his citizenship revoked over alleged links with extremism. He's denied the charge. The World Health Organization Tuesday elected former Ethiopian Health Minister Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus as the agency's next director general. He's the first non-physician and first African to hold the post.
I have dedicated my life to improving health, to reducing inequalities, to helping people everywhere live more productive lives. That commitment has driven me throughout my life.
He said this is a challenging time for global health and said all roads lead to universal health coverage, calling it his central priority. Myanmar opened a new round of peace talks Wednesday in hopes of ending ethnic strife. It's a key goal of the National League for Democracy-ruled government of Aung San Suu Kyi in a bid to spark economic development. Global Witness spokesman Paul Donowitz said resolving the issue of natural resources is key.
The key issues that Global Witness has been focusing on and that the civil society groups have been raising is that the peace talks must address natural resources because natural resources are one of the key drivers of conflict. And so you can't separate out the natural resource issue from the peace process.
A national ceasefire agreement was reached by the previous transitional government in 2011, but rebel attacks persist. Nepalese Sherpas Wednesday said they found four dead climbers at a camp on Mount Everest, the world's tallest peak, bringing the death toll this season to 10. The four found inside two tents at a height of some 8,000 meters. The credit rating agency Moody's Investors has downgraded China, saying it expects the world's second biggest economy to erode in coming years as growth slows and debt rises. China criticized the methodology and the action by Moody's as an overestimation. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.